Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Channel 5 Experts. This is Good Influences. I feel like a on-the-ground news reporter with this microphone.
Yeah, I'm your sound effects.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm hearing we might be overreacting today. We might not be overreacting. I actually can't really tell what this Morse code means. She didn't tell me.
It's like, no, they're not. They're like, wow, they're doing a really good news anchor job.
So funny.
One news anchor is beeping while the other person's...
It's like there's music in the background. Like, I'm the music.
Back like in the old school days of like news reporting and yeah. stuff. It's like
you guys feel old
lately. Yeah,
why?
Because I realize I'm 32 and I'm not 30 anymore, so it's like you're approaching that mid-30s point, and it's just, I know I've said it multiple times, it's weird watching movies, older movies, and realizing you're now older than the people in them. Like, I was watching like The Wedding Singer the other day.
That's how I feel about like college football. I'm like, I'm older than
them. Yes, that too. No, understanding that like there's
what are you watching college football?
Like at my parents' house, I'll have it on. And I'm like, or like when the College World Series was on, I was like, I can't comprehend that I'm older than them. Because when I'd always watch it, they'd always be like these old people in my mind.
These guys are like, 32 years old, getting $200 million like football contracts. I'm like, good for them.
Crazy.
But man, like, maybe I need to get the football.
Yeah, we're basically older than like anybody that we thought about when we were younger that wasn't like an old person. Like any movie about, you know, like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future was like in high school, or every Adam Sandler movie, he's in his 20s. And yeah, it's just, especially with sports, like when you see NHL players who are like 21 years old and you're just like, oh wow, this guy
I need to get my life together.
Yeah.
It's Aaron and I always get really butthurt when we like read about someone who's younger than us. It's like not butthurt,
just,
but
like,
it's
shocking.
It's always nice stars. It's always nice when we're younger than whoever's like really famous. I don't know how to explain it.
I don't think there will ever be a pop star older than us now, though. Like, there's not going to be a new
Taylor Swift.
No, but like a new one comes out, like
comes in on the scene. And just,
I know. I feel like it's like pop stars are not
Gracie Abrams. Like, they're all going to be younger than us forever.
Well, yeah, but I feel like it's really hard to be a pop star when you're older.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only guy
at least because
you're
out.
Ugly and old.
Yeah. Well, Lizzo did though. She was like in her 30s.
Oh, ugly and old.
Well. I feel like, I guess Robin, like this Swedish singer, Dancing on My Own and like those hits, or Call Your Girlfriend. I feel like she was like mid-30s.
You think?
Oh.
Yeah.
Cause she's LCD like 40, sound she's, system.
So I still have time.
Yeah.
But he's not a hot young pop star.
I know, but I'm just saying someone to get their music career started like in their, I think it was in his 40s when he dropped that first LCD Sound Systems album.
Right. But then again, those people have been working on it.
Yeah.
And even she was probably big. I think she's Swedish. Robin was still big when she was younger, but like went internationally huge.
Show me love.
I feel like in the dance scene, like dance EDM music, you can still truly make it.
Oh my God. Everyone is old. All the guys are in their 50s.
Right. Right. I think if you make a dance just hit, it's not about like truly like your whole artistry and your whole image like being young and appealing to different audiences. But if you can just tap into a rhythm and a beat that touches the souls of everybody around, I think it can happen at any time in your life.
Maybe I should be an artist.
Maybe.
I wish
I
could sing.
I just want to hit the studio.
I want to perform as a pop star. Like, I don't care if I can sing or not, but I want to like do it like a performance.
Oh, of course.
Like how Taylor Swift, like just dramatic and the best. It'd be so fun.
I just want to be a producer, like a pop, sugary pop producer. Just being in the studio being like, and now it needs to hit like this.
Yeah,
like,
you'd be crazy
in there. Is there a group or an artist you'd want to produce for?
Oh, Great question. Probably Lord. Get her back more to the pop hits. Solar Power, I wasn't jazzed about that album. It was a little like beachy, stoner vibes. I just want to go back to the roots. Back to the roots.
To the ribs.
To the ribs. Bring back the ribs. Baby back ribs by Lord.
And we could talk it up like, yeah.
That album is so good.
It really is. Pure heroin and melodrama. Fantastic. I hope her new one is knocks it out of the park.
Well, I'm sorry.
What?
I was just going into our topic for the day.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Carly,
how
about we introduce What's Good, everybody? Welcome back to Good Influences, your favorite podcast where we discuss little topics and riff on them and enjoy this little circle of friendship. Carly, what is the topic we have for today?
Well, I got suggested a subreddit called Am I Overreacting, which is similar to Am I the Asshole, but it's a little less intense and it's kind of just like literally asking like, should I be upset about this or no?
It's less external conflict, but more internally.
Yeah.
I'm feeling this way and should... Am I pushing the limit on how hard I'm being on myself?
It's funny because I feel like in every single one of them, I'm like, that person's the asshole.
I like already
the person who's writing it?
No, like,
figuring out who's an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people in that subreddit are the recipients of like mental abuse and they're just like, oh, yeah, no, this is not normal, babe.
Like, a lot of like relationship stuff too.
Yes.
Yeah, I get really frustrated like before our podcast if I don't have an Am I the Asshole and I'm looking and I'm like, oh, obviously this is an asshole. Obviously this is an asshole.
Course.
Obviously. Yeah. It takes forever to find a good one.
You used to be able to sort by controversial, but now I think you can only do that in the comments, but
no, you can still do it. I did that.
Yeah. Controversial though, I feel like just doesn't like hit that good, or it's
usually
there's something
way to
really
look.
Wrong with it, and that's why everyone's having like a huge disagreement about.
Well, I have a good one to start off with.
Let's hear it, Carly.
Okay, am I overreacting? I think my neighbors have been unalived in their home for 2 weeks.
Ooh.
So
continue.
I need clarification. Murdered or dead?
We'll get there.
They just said unalive.
That's the title, yes.
Packed,
in their home for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I'll just start from the beginning.
It starts to smell after a couple days, I think, but
hopefully they weren't in California. It was really hot.
Oh, God, I know. I'll just start from the beginning. Going on 3 weeks ago, my husband and I heard what we suspected was a gunshot at about 9 p.m. on a Friday. We were concerned, but nothing came of it, really. For the last 2 weeks, I have gradually paid more attention to the fact that our neighbors have not seemed present, aside from their cars in the driveway. First thing was the obvious overgrown grass. We have an HOA, so this is really not something that just happens from time to time. Next, we noticed their cars have stayed parked in the driveway in the same back thin, staggered position. My husband and I come and go frequently, so we should have definitely seen them leave, arrive, or even change position of their cars, similar to the past. Also, their assumed kitchen window is across from our bedroom window, and I have noticed the light of that room is always on, morning, midday, night. It's always on. Lastly, they did not take their trash this week. I know this doesn't have to be done every single trash day, but I definitely noted that they hadn't taken it to the street or even filled their outside can. I contacted local police and they came out. All accessible windows and doors were locked and unable to see inside. The officer noted that he could hear what was obviously a TV, but no one answered. And there was no obvious signs of people present. The officer told me to keep an eye out for any changes as well as no changes at all. And that was it. I have tried to find the neighbor on social media to see if maybe they are on holiday, but I have absolutely no luck even finding any kind of profile. Am I overreacting? By calling the police, basically, I think she's trying to say.
I don't think you're overreacting. I think you might be on to something.
Yeah, no, this sounds pretty cut and dry.
This is why we need an HOA.
I don't think it sounds cut and dry. I think plenty of people go away and leave on a light, maybe so people don't think that they're not home.
Yeah. Two weeks is a long time,
without,
though.
Without hearing the gunshot, it kind of seems like, oh, they probably just left on vacation.
Yeah.
I am so unaware of things. Like, I would have no idea if my neighbors were, like, never outside. Well, except my next door neighbor, because he's loud, but... So there's an update.
Oh.
There's an edit.
Well, hold on. Have you guys ever heard a gunshot before?
I feel like I hear one every day.
I think so.
But then I'm like, I could be a car backfiring.
Who knows?
I don't know.
I know. I've gone to like a shooting range. So yeah, I've heard it. But I think I've seen like enough videos of like shootings and stuff where I think now if I heard it, I know it's a gunshot.
My brother and sister-in-law used to live in a really, really bad neighborhood in Omaha, and they didn't realize how bad it was until, because when they like looked at the house, it was great. Nothing was weird. As soon as they moved in, they noticed like all this gang activity, and almost every day there was like a drive-by shooting somewhere, and they the police paid them to come and like be in their closet because there's a window that they could like look out and see like potential
activity,
yeah, or something. They were okay. using their house, and my sister-in-law was like, it was weird. We would just be laying in bed at night, and the police were just in the closet.
Like, I
would be
like, cop, like,
yeah, you can have my house. Get me a new one.
Yeah, get me a new one.
Like, what?
Airpd. Yeah, like
Airpnd.
Did they ever like catch anyone or anything?
I don't know. I didn't really ask.
There was one
I would
time...
feel so safe.
Yeah. No, I know. I know.
Do you guys need some donuts?
No, I'd be like, move in, please. It's like having personal security for free. And they're paying you.
Yeah.
There was one time in my first apartment, me and Adam were watching a movie and the door was open. And then there was what sounded like a gunshot. And Adam was like, did you just hear that? And I was like, yeah, I think it was in the movie. He's like, brother, this is a movie in the 1500s. There were no guns in this movie. And I was like, oh, are you sure? And then we heard another one, and we looked at each other, and I just go, uh-oh, trouble afoot. And he's...
trouble afoot.
We, like, put our shoes on, and I was going to go outside. He's like, do not go outside.
Go outside.
No. I wanted to go see what was going on. So we looked on the balcony, and then we heard another one. And then we just kind of waited. And then, like, 15 minutes later...
And then I probably texted you the citizen alert.
maybe.
And I did.
Wait, this happened here?
Yeah, this was, like, on my first apartment. Street. Like, before the pandemic. And it turned out there was... Police came, ambulance came. It turned out that some guy, this was like COVID, pulled out a gun. He was living with his parents, killed both of his parents and then himself
Jesus.
On my block. And we heard it.
Oh,
that is crazy. You heard it.
Yes. And then we went outside when we saw the cops there.
Yeah.
And the guy was like next door neighbor. He was like, yeah, we just heard him laughing hysterically while he was doing it.
Oh, so,
like,
my God.
Some guy just fucking snapped from the lockdown, I guess, like being in COVID and... on my block, just damn.
Have you looked it up since? Like, where he's
there
at?
There was a news article about it, yeah, and it just said, like, yeah, this kid just killed his parents and then himself.
Oh, he killed himself.
It was weird because when I got the citizen, I didn't know his exact address, obviously, but I was like, I think this is Mike's apartment. Like, I kept zooming in on, like, where it was. I was like, so I texted him. I was like, are you okay? But yeah, it's really sad.
So what's the update with...
Right. Oh, yeah, sorry.
She said, I'm sorry to keep...
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Not to make this all about me.
Back to the tea. Back to the tea. This is the first one I saw, by the way. And I was like, oh my God, this sub is crazy. I'm sorry to keep you all waiting. I feel like I was in the Twilight Zone, y'all. Turns out, my neighbors were not dead in their house next door. Basically, where I left off, I was going to contact the correct HOA for our community, and I did. The lady I spoke with was kind of shit for help. Until she realized she was able to see the owner's name and had access to his email, she promptly emailed him after I expressed all of my concerns. Now, I'm not going to lie, I really had a moment where I thought maybe the landlord, owner of the house, had killed them. He came over to the house the day after I talked to HOA and wasn't there long. He made sure to turn off the lights and TV. Another 2 days went by and nothing more seemed to change until all of a sudden one of the cars in the driveway was gone. I was so confused. Eventually the car returned, however still no one would answer the door. I'm thinking the landlord was putting on this facade because he knew someone was watching. Again, Twilight Zone here.
It sounds like a glass onion type of situation.
Yeah.
Out.
Anyway, a few more days go by and an extra car is parked on the road. A woman and children are leaving as I'm arriving home.
A new bombshell
has entered the villa. So I call out to her and ask her if she's spoken to the people who live there. She was the woman / neighbor's sister, and turns out the woman that occupies the home was in a horrible accident. She was reluctant to give any details, and honestly, I didn't want to pry, so all I asked if her partner was okay, to which she responded, he will no longer be living here with her. Oh. I thought it might be a bit odd since his car is still there. Jail, maybe? Anyway, the grass still hasn't been cut, and the trash still hasn't been out. I'm not sure the state she is in, so I'm considering offering to help her out. Or at least take her a meal.
Sorry to hear that, but can we just... Yeah.
Can you clear your grass?
Get there and get the trash. It's just...
it's so mad.
Not up to code.
I'll email you the rules just so you have it top of mind. It's the third rule about the grass.
It's just, it's getting long.
And it's not me. Trust me, it's not me.
Just,
there's been
whisperings.
Yeah.
And we can't have that here.
And I would hate to fine you guys. I know that you're already in sort of a tough situation.
Also, can you paint your front door, please?
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's, again... We're here for you, but
we want to be neighborly.
I can't imagine, like, I feel like living in a condo with HOA is, like, whatever, but living in an actual house where you have to, like, keep up stuff and otherwise they're on your ass. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. Trash day was yesterday. Why are the bins still in the front?
Yeah. Because, like, I don't have to do anything.
Accident, accident.
I know. We can't just let these things happen. Otherwise,
because if we don't follow the rules, we don't have a society.
Mm-hmm.
Those people...
Someone left I don't know if I said this on here, but someone left a note on our trash bins one time because we were out of town.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just like literally in front of our house on the street. And someone was like, trash day's on Wednesday. Your bins need to be removed by like the next day.
Trash bins don't bother me.
And it's like, what? who, this is our house.
I paid for this driveway, ma'am.
And there's no HOA.
People who leave notes.
But I do like when they leave notes after they hit your car.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's nice. It just basically ends. It just says, anyway, the grass still hasn't been cut and the trash still hasn't been out. I'm not sure the state she is in, so I'm considering offering to help her out or at least take her a meal. But I'm also feeling insecure about the fact that I feel like a fucking idiot. How do I tell her I'm glad you're not dead when she actually did almost die? Well, I feel maybe, like you shouldn't say that.
Maybe he shot her.
That's what I'm
thinking.
Maybe
it was a gun accident.
Yeah. I know. I just.
It's weird, like, and ominous that she was like, he won't be coming back.
Mm-hmm. I don't think a gun was fired.
Why?
I think she's overreacting and trying to piece that together. Like.
But why is his car still there, but he won't be living there anymore? And both cars have been there for 2 weeks. She was in the hospital. He went to jail.
He might have had a heart attack. He might have slipped and fallen and, like, broken a hip.
True.
It also could be, like, a... I don't know.
Maybe
has she seen the car move around? What kind of car are we talking about? Is it one of those cars that just looks like you wouldn't even start kind of a thing?
I feel like no.
I don't know.
I mean, I just think it's a crazy one, but I would die to know.
Well, it seems that she was overreacting then. Because there was no death.
I don't know.
I think that she...
Well, yeah, there's no death. Well, unless the guy died, but we don't know.
I don't think there was any harm in what she did.
No, I don't think so either. I think she was just being careful.
So she was appropriately reacting.
I think so.
Yeah. Do you ever think you're going to discover a body?
No, but you always think you're going to discover a body. I don't really want to, but...
Yeah. Like, we just look behind the screen here and there's just...
Or just, like, walk in somewhere.
My dad one time had a friend who didn't show up for work, and he was really like concerned, and all of his coworkers were like, you should hit him up. Like, it's weird that he wasn't here for this day. I feel like my dad would be okay with me telling the story. And
you sure? Oh, here we go. Let's keep it vague.
I'll keep it vague. He went to his friend's apartment complex, and my dad opened the door, and my dad instantly knew
he was
something.
Dead.
Well, the door just was like, just open. And like after all the calls, after everything, he goes, something isn't right. And my dad knew instantly he shouldn't enter the apartment. But my dad just had this feeling something wasn't right. And he went down to the apartment complex, like the office, and was like, we've been trying to get in contact with my friend. And I went up to his thing and his door was open, but I just feel like something's wrong. Can you guys go check to see if it's okay? And they came back down and they're like, so you know the guy who lives there? He's like, well, I hate to break it to your friend's dead.
Oh my God.
A heart attack.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why was his door open?
I don't know. Well, I think, you know, he just could have been home and having the door like
unlocked.
But you know, he's home.
I thought you meant like the door was
all
the way open.
It wasn't wide open. No. Okay. My dad just instantly went up after all the calls. And I think because my dad knew if this door is open, like unlocked, and we've been trying to get in contact. Ugh. He had a bad feeling. Yeah, had a heart attack. Scariest thing, but my dad, just knowing my dad's own instinct would be just like, something is immediately wrong. Like, I feel like though, I would have immediately walked into your place because I feel
Well, I was just thinking about, you guys all have relationships, so it's a little different, but I was thinking about if I disappeared, how long would it take for you guys?
I think about this all the time.
Like, how long would it take for somebody to discover that Mike is just gone? Like, let's say my phone is at home, so my location's always at home, but like, how long would it be until
I could
not
find
very
you,
long. I mean,
or
just realize
that I'm missing. I think it would be like
24 hours.
No, not, I don't think it would that quick. I think it'd be 4 to 5 days.
Within
no
the 24 hours,
way.
Mike, if Adam didn't know where you were, none of our friends,
okay,
and
say,
I call up all
Adam's
your
gone.
But like,
let's
also,
say Adam's on
how
tour.
Often are you two in communication every day?
Every day.
Every day.
Yes.
But let's say Adam's on tour, so he's not home.
No, I think it'd be way faster. I think like immediately, Matt, you would be like annoyed. You'd be like, well, Mike's not texting me back.
Yeah.
He'd probably try to call you, and then like you're not answering
I'd
anything.
Look up,
Matt
is
would
it a
be
Jewish
weird
holiday? Like, is it Jewish retreat? No phones?
You,
like,
24 hours.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, and this episode is brought to you by NoCD. Have you ever had a thought that was so disturbing and it made you think, whoa, where did that come from? Maybe it's violent or taboo or sexual or something that maybe doesn't really feel like you, and then you start to spiral and you wonder, does this mean something about me? Well, almost everyone has thoughts like that, but for people with obsessive compulsive disorder or OCD, these intrusive thoughts can stick around, causing serious distress. OCD latches onto these thoughts and can make you feel like a monster, even if that isn't true. But what makes OCD so debilitating is that it can feel so real, and seeking help could seem like a huge risk.
Since so few people understand what OCD is really like, it can feel like you have nowhere to turn, leaving you to engage in physical or mental rituals in an attempt to make the thoughts go away, even though they don't end up really helping. You're not alone, and there is hope, because OCD is highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. That's where NoCD comes in. NoCD offers virtual therapy with licensed therapists trained in exposure and response therapy, or ERP, a highly effective treatment designed specifically for OCD. And since every NoCD therapist is an OCD specialist, they understand taboo or shameful intrusive thoughts. NoCD accepts many major insurance plans and offers always-on support between therapy sessions. If you think you might be struggling with OCD and want to find out more about how NoCD can help you start taking your life back, head over to NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with their team. That is NoCD.com.
Max.
Yeah, Matt would be the one. Matt would be the probably the most to contact, the most likely to contact you, and he's also the most likely person paranoid to like think that you're missing or something.
If Adam didn't know where you were, if
let's say he's
Adam's on tour.
Okay, I know, but if he still had no clue where you were,
right?
Even
he's like,
up
I didn't
to,
hear from Mike.
If Willie didn't know, and then all of your New Jersey friends, I would hit up all of them. Every Ella, everybody, and if nobody knew, I would. And even after contacting your parents. Yeah, buddy, we would have a big
search. How long would it
search
take for but you to
that's
do
what
that?
I'm saying.
24 hours you think until if I didn't go to the cops, even though I feel like I have to wait. I would start freaking out after the 24 hours.
That's actually a myth. You're not supposed to wait 24 hours before filing a missing persons report.
Isn't it 48 hours
No,
there?
You're supposed to do it immediately.
No, I'm saying 48 hours there.
Oh, yeah, like, within 48 hours, it's like them. Almost a lost cause. If you think someone's missing, you want to report them missing as soon as possible.
I'd be looking up the hospitals. I would be
but
looking
up but you think
in
one
jail.
Day, like, let's say you texted me this morning, like, oh, did you see the new and all of, and after that clothing drop? And I just didn't answer you. I think what it would be is like,
you know what? Good point. If I just, if I knew your location was at your house, but I knew that,
right.
But you still physically weren't there, I might be thinking he might be having a day.
You might.
And I might have just given you your space.
It would be, I think, the reason I think it would be a week is if like, I don't
a
show
week?
Up. To a, yeah. If I don't
not
show up
chance.
To a podcast, that's when it would be like, oh, he's not here.
No, I think that a couple times after you text him, you'd probably try to call him.
Yeah.
I feel like if he didn't answer by the next day, you'd be like, what the fuck?
I would even
one
go by
day?
Your house.
I'm just not going to ask you for 3 days, see what happens. Just
a
helicopter
do a test.
Swarm my house.
Do a test.
I've always wondered to know, like, if you, how well could you disappear? So you leave the phone, but you go and just book a motel.
Oh, I could disappear
with cash,
instantly.
So far away, how long would it take?
Oh. You'll never find me.
You'll
get caught immediately.
You'll never find me. No, I would go to the library and rent out every CIA book, every book about fugitives, take them with me.
Now you're on the watch list.
Yeah, that's
like,
weird.
Now,
renting a book from the library?
Yeah. Well, your identity is bound to your library
card. I'll buy it in cash at Barnes & Noble's. I'll just every book about how to disappear. I'm sure there's plenty of books on it. Go to a
place. Look up ChatGPT.
Yeah, go to a place, buy a car in cash, buy a used car. Never get it registered.
Go to
just
Fargo.
Drive to fucking Nebraska. Yeah. And then,
can you just buy a car in literal cash?
Yeah.
Like plop
like
the money down?
Insurance,
100%.
Though?
Well, no,
like
it would be
Craigslist.
I would have to do some illegal things, like not register it and not like transfer the ownership through the state. And I'll just tell you, you could disappear, I think.
Okay.
I don't think you guys would ever find
Watch
me.
Watch me disappear.
It'd be a fun challenge. I wish I could have the ability.
That'd
to,
be
like,
kind of a fun, but like, I mean, it'd be hard in the United States, but like only LA or something.
Like, could
find
we
me?
Do it like that? I wish I could like put on VR and be like, all right, you have a week to disappear.
Yeah, I know.
Could you disappear?
I'm sure that'll be a game in the future.
Squid Game. Do you guys have AIOs you want to read through?
AIOs.
Am I overreacting? Gift giving disappointments. I spent a lot of time and money picking out a thoughtful gift for my friend's birthday, but when I gave it to them, they barely reacted and moved on quickly.
Did you write this? Yeah.
Another anonymous.
I saw
submission.
This, but I heard this from another friend recently who told me that they got like a custom painting done for a friend.
Oh, wow.
And they gave it to the friend. Actually, this is some mom drama. Some moms.
Let's, again,
are we sure?
Keep it vague.
Gave the painting to the friend. And then the friend was like, oh, it's lovely. Didn't say thank you.
Oh,
that's weird.
I think that's so strange, people who don't say
I don't
thank
like
you.
Not saying
so this
thank
one,
you.
Am I overreacting by feeling like they didn't appreciate it?
I don't think you can't expect someone to be like, I don't know.
First of all,
you can't expect
if you
them
express,
to be.
If you express, though.
Basically,
if you express, oh my God, I love it. This is so great. Like, sometimes I feel like the two words thank you might just get lost in the sauce. Like, if the sentiment is there, like, dude, this is so sick. You knew I wanted this. Oh my God, you're the fucking best. Like, a thank you is naturally going to come out for me, but I don't know that I would blame somebody for not saying thank you.
I get really kind of like upset when people don't say thank you.
Really?
Like, even if I'm watching like a TikTok where someone gets surprised with some gift or something and I'm like,
Where's the thank you?
What if they cut it out?
Why would you cut out the thank you?
Save time.
Thank you should like come instinctively out of you sometimes.
The worst is a date, credit card, pay for the full meal, and fucking nothing from the other side of that. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a deal breaker.
Wait, what do you mean?
If I go on a date with a girl and the bill comes, I will always pay for it. Uh-huh. But after I pay for it, I would expect
the person to just say thank you so much, or thanks for dinner.
Sometimes though, like it almost feels like it's a challenge. Like I will stare her down just to see if she's gonna say it. And I've felt the other girl just be like, you're not getting it.
And I'll be like, damn. Wait, this stare down?
Yeah. And because I think there's like some cohort of like rich girls that are like, this is what it's expected. Like I'm not saying thank you for something that should be expected. And I'm just like,
if you're having dinner with TJ's parents and TJ's parents pick up the meal, do you say thank you to them?
Yeah, of course.
Nolan and I say thank you to each other when we pick up each other's meals still. I'm like, thank you. Yeah.
Do you say thank you to TJ if he buys the meal?
We literally share a bank
account. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're like, thank you, but this is all our money. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, thank yous are underrated. I saw a thing that was like, if you want to change your view, say thank you 30 times a day.
If you want to change your what?
If you want to change your attitude on life and become a more optimistic and grateful person, just try to find ways to say thank you to people 30 times a day. I did that for a little while and it was really helpful.
But like back to this, if you really got an awesome gift for somebody and they didn't say thank you, are you fine with it?
I mean, I think I would be like, that was weird, but it's like, I can't be mad at them.
I might ask, like, is there a problem here?
Like, you're not getting any more special gifts like this ever again
from me. Of course.
I might get you a little nice little card, a little gift card maybe, but like, especially if somebody goes above and beyond and gives you like a gift from the heart.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you say thank you?
No, I think you should just always say thank you, even if you don't like it.
Yeah,
100%. I agree, because it's like, you still got me a present.
If you hold the door open for a stranger... Ugh. And then they don't say thank you. Do you wish you could take it back and not have held
Yes, I wish I could shut it in their face. Yes.
I don't care.
No, you got to do the, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh no, Aaron. You're welcome.
Oh my God. That's diabolical. Oh my God.
Heartless.
You're welcome.
Heartless.
I do that all the time when in like a car, if someone doesn't like do this, I go, you're welcome.
I know. It really bothers. I don't know if it's because I'm from the Midwest when people don't like say thank you when you let them go in front of you.
I need the wave.
We've talked about this before. Yeah, it's infuriating. And I feel like I'm getting more and more mad about it.
Yeah.
Saying you're welcome to someone respect. I appreciate that. I'm going to add that to my arsenal.
It depends on like the day, you know? Why not?
I get so mad if I hold the door for someone.
Where are we going?
Let's say I'm at a doctor's office, okay? I'm at a doctor's office and like I'm clearly like two steps ahead of the person behind me. I'll open the door for them and I'll hold it and they just walk past me.
Rude.
Hey, and then guess what? You're going to be sitting with them in a waiting room.
I don't give a fuck. I just, in my brain, I'm like, God, I wish a time machine existed because I would have fucking never, ever opened this door for them. I would have specifically went in front of them and closed the door behind me so they have to fuck this person. Yeah. I get so mad. But now I can have a little bit of retribution in real time and just say, oh,
you had to be nice too. Okay, let me do a sample.
Okay, ready? Door open. Aaron walks through. You're welcome. Oh my God. I can't do that.
Well,
you could say like nicer. You'd be like, you're welcome.
But
I feel like Aaron's like, welcome.
You're welcome.
I mean, it's like you're looking for a fight.
I say my pleasure when people say thank you to me.
Well, you're just Southern.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
I was cute. Just remind me of Southern, but Taylor Swift, when her and Post Malone won Fortnite music video, she was like, he is way too polite. Like, I can't get him to stop calling me ma'am.
Who is?
Post Malone.
Post Malone calls Taylor ma'am.
Yeah, she was like, it took forever to get him to stop calling me ma'am. Because he calls everyone, you know, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Wow. I wouldn't call ma'ams like to somebody 2 years older than me.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Ma'ams for like any all kind of like interview he does. And
if he's on a podcast or an interview, he's always like,
yes,
thank you, ma'am.
Proper.
He's very like,
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like Post Malone can kind of get away with it.
Yeah.
I don't think I could call Taylor Swift ma'am. Actually, maybe.
You should.
I'd call her
She's
mother.
Kind of like such a high person of power.
I don't think I was like thinking about it.
If she had a child, I would call her ma'am.
The child?
No. Oh. Taylor.
Like, Taylor Swift. If Taylor Swift had like a couple kids, I think I
would. She probably does.
Is Taylor Swift the singer girl that you guys like? Oh, okay. I got a funny one.
You're welcome.
Ooh, okay.
God, I hate when this doesn't
flip.
Yeah, and it just like starts to close if you tap it wrong. Okay, here we go. Am I overreacting because my girlfriend won't stop swapping out my real groceries with small miniature versions of those items?
What?
It's basically what the title says, but the weird part is that she won't ever admit that it's her. She just sort of looks at me and pretends to be confused whenever I confront her. Basically, every few weeks, I come home and some of my groceries are missing and replaced with miniature plastic versions of themselves.
Like the mini brands?
Yes. If I come home from work and I'm looking for a Coca-Cola, oh great, my Coca-Cola is gone and there's a miniature plastic version in there. If I break something small and need to tape it back together, oh good, miniature duct tape.
That's
if I
funny.
Make eggs and want some Tabasco sauce, great, miniature Tabasco. You get the point. Kind of funny, but pretty annoying. So far all fair play. I don't know what that means.
Fair play.
Oh, so far all fair play. Thank you. Clearly my girlfriend thinks it's some sort of funny prank or practical joke, but the thing that's weirding me out is that she never acknowledges that it's her. Even when I start to genuinely get upset and frustrated, she insists that it's so strange and that random objects are shrinking
she's
in our
gaslighting
home.
Him so
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, she's gaslighting him.
Kind of hilarious.
I like this. I love
she's
this.
Kind of hilarious. Like, I don't know, sweetheart.
That's crazy.
Who's doing that? Like,
that sounds a little strange.
That's
don't
very
you think?
Funny.
This all culminated to last night. I came home and I had been craving something sweet all day, so I started baking blueberry muffins, genuinely my favorite treat for myself. I get everything together, preheat the oven. I'm about to start baking and making the batter when I open the cabinet and oh look, the flour is gone and replaced with a miniature bag of flour. Ha ha, so funny. I immediately call her and ask where she puts it, but she keeps playing dumb. I start making a slightly bigger deal about it and I'm like, look, I went to the store to get fresh blueberries. I empathize with this person. I went to the store to get fresh blueberries. I've been looking forward to this. Can you please tell me where the flour is? And she won't drop the act. What the hell? But before we ended the call, she dropped slyly as if you need more muffins and then hung up.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm like,
she's
what the hell?
Bitch.
She's a villain.
I haven't called her back yet and we haven't talked in over a day. I'm pretty mad. And I went out of my way to do something special for myself so she wouldn't drop the act when I made it clear I was upset. Reddit, I know this sounds insane, but I'm genuinely considering breaking up over this.
Yes.
She clearly doesn't take my needs seriously. Do you guys think I'm overreacting?
How long have they been together?
8 years.
It doesn't say, but it seems like a while.
I think like
they
the first
together.
Couple times it would be like, but like, where is she putting this stuff? First
like
of
replacing
all.
Like his toothpaste gets replaced with a mini
yeah,
toothpaste.
Yeah, and then where is she putting the toothpaste?
Oh, like, she's hiding it somewhere that he can't find.
He needs to air tag like, everything.
Look around your house.
Yeah, like, that's the other side.
What if she's, what if she's taking
she
it
might
away?
Be putting it
or
somewhere.
Like throwing it away.
Because she's acting as it, yeah, like she's acting
guys,
as if she
if
has
she's
nothing
not
to do with it.
What if this guy's just going crazy?
It's drop dead Fred. I don't know. She seems like it would drive me fucking
like,
crazy.
And also the fact that she's like, wait, items in our house are...
What is Drop Dead Fred?
The movie?
Isn't it like an invisible friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And like Fred does all of these things, but then like the little girl gets in trouble and she's like, it's Fred. And they were like, no, it's not. It's you, bitch.
Oh, never heard of
it. It's really, I feel like it was really good, but I don't, I watched when I was little. So who knows?
I think the gaslighting is problematic of like, our stuff is shrinking? What do you mean?
I think it's funny if she did it for like a bit and then she stopped.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would drive me insane if my significant other kept doing that and I was like starving and I was like, where's,
and then
you put
pretended
my
to not do it.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, we're done.
No, yeah.
You're crazy.
Well, just the fact that she's like, maybe you don't, I don't think you need more muffins is like enough to break up.
Yeah.
I don't think
you need to make a TikTok of this whole fucking thing.
Well, there is an update.
Oh. This episode is sponsored by Caraway. You guys, there are so many brands of pots and pans that are literally toxic. Like truly look it up. Whatever set you're using, look it up if it's toxic, because it probably is. So that's one thing Caraway does is gives my boyfriend and I peace of mind that like we're not just inhaling chemicals while we're eating our pasta. They also are so cute. They have so many different colors and they look so chic and modern on your stove. Caraway is such a good investment. There's actually so many people that buy like one or two pot or pan and they get obsessed and they end up buying the whole set. So I feel like that's how you know it's good. One thing about it that I love, or mostly Nolan loves because, you know, he's the one that cooks, is the easy cooking. Ceramic's naturally slick surface means minimal oil or butter for slide off the pan eggs and easy cleaning, which is probably maybe one of the best parts. It's also a very well-loved brand. Over 65,000 people have rated 5 stars about their Caraway kitchen. Now it's time to try it for yourself. Visit carawayhome.com/goodinfluences to see all our favorite products and the cookware we use to make cooking easy for even the most amateur home chefs. Like me. Plus, take an additional 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/goodinfluences or use code goodinfluences at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Turns out it was my brother playing a prank that he saw on TikTok. My girlfriend apologized about the comments about the muffins, but she did suggest that I've been gaining weight lately and was annoyed that I've been pointing the finger at her because she genuinely had no idea.
Oh my God.
It was the brother.
Okay, the girlfriend's still kind of a bitch though for saying that.
She apologized.
Right, but yeah, I think that it's fucked up that she was like, you don't need muffins. If I said that to someone, I would never forget it.
To be fair, she was probably getting... She felt like she's getting gaslit.
That's probably true.
Right. So where he's probably calling her up and be like, where the hell? Why is the miniature flower? Yeah. You're like, dude, I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Also,
do
they live with his brother? Like, why didn't he consider someone else living in the house?
Yeah, I don't. I guess the living situation wasn't super clear. Maybe none of them were living together and the brother was just coming by. But
there needs to be much more clear communication. Like, if my wife kept doing that, I'd be like, are you doing this? And if she was like, no. I could know if Patricia was like lying to me.
Yes.
And I'd be like, well, then who do you think is doing this? She would be like, I know. That's kind of weird. Who could it be?
Correct.
Who has been over here? Let's do some.
And it's weird that it's like stuff. Like, how did the brother know he needed flour?
Right. How did he know that he was going to make blueberries for him? Maybe this guy just telegraphs his things. Ooh, I can't wait to make blueberry pie later. Noted.
Or the brother came over one day and like when he wasn't paying attention, he just replaced a lot of things. And it's things that you don't need every day. Right. So he's just like finding them all.
It might have been a one-time prank that he was finding over the course of like a couple days.
Oh my God.
Did I tell you when I put the Joker card on my dad's laptop?
The what?
No, that sounds interesting.
Oh, you're gonna be like...
Magic trick?
Okay, so my dad and I went to see The Dark Knight. And you know how the Joker like puts Joker cards everywhere basically like when he does something.
Yes, that's his calling card.
Yeah.
So I took one. I was like, this is gonna be so funny. So I took one and I like burnt like the sides of it and I put it in his laptop like
how old
closed.
Is it like recent?
I mean like senior in high school probably.
Okay.
And I put it in his laptop and then at night, so when he opened it, the Joker card, and I was like, obviously he's not gonna be scared, but it was just like a silly little prank. And I woke up and he didn't say anything about it, and eventually I was like, did you get freaked out that there's a Joker card in your laptop? And he goes, well, I would have, but it was a Jack. It was a Jack.
He was like, yep, it's gotta be a card.
And that's a card you actually need in a deck of cards, though, too. Like the Joker, I'd be like, all right, at least we still have like, you know, the other 51 cards that we need to like play with.
So stupid.
Oh, Carly.
I know.
Oh no.
Just fucking up the prank.
I love it.
What's the line in Chasing Pavements by Adele? Where it's like, should I give up or should I just keep
chasing pavement?
Yes.
Should I give up?
So my aunt one time was just like around her house and she heard that song and she goes, ooh, this is a good song. And so she wrote down, should I give up or should I just keep like chasing pavements? And like just wrote it down like on a little note card. And my uncle was just like in the bedroom one day and saw it on a dresser and was like... And they had just moved to Australia. It was this big move, and it was a very stressful time in their lives. And my uncle saw it and was like, what the hell is this? Is my wife, like, sending me a message? Is this, like, a diary? And he, like, confront her. And she's like, no, babe. It was the Adele song.
Oh, but why did she write it down?
Because she just heard it and was like, I don't know, it was probably 2006 and was just like, I got to Google these lyrics later.
Got it
down because she thought it was, like, a catchy lyric. But my uncle interpreted it as...
I mean,
as,
I would be like...
What were the words?
Should I give up?
Or should I just keep chasing pavements?
Yeah.
That was like the movie I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
Yeah.
That title of that movie, I was in a relationship with someone and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm watching a movie. And then she goes, what movie? And then I was just going to write that. And then I thought she was going to take it as like, oh, wait, is he fucking breaking up with me right now? So I literally was like, hold on, pump the brakes. I am watching a movie. The title of the movie is, and then I put it in quotes.
Oh my God.
Because I can just imagine you're like, oh, what movie are you watching? And then someone just goes, I'm thinking of ending things.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
I accidentally posted, I told this Aaron on our podcast, but I feel like you guys will think it's silly. And I feel like you'd be all like, I don't know, whatever. But I thought I reposted, so I saw a funny tweet and I thought it said, I don't care if I'm the villain in your story because I'm a dumb fuck loser in mine. So I was like, that's funny and like self-deprecating, or I'm a bum fuck loser in mine. I was like, haha, that's so silly. So like I post it. Hours go by and or I don't know actually how long it was. And Nolan was like, hey, what is this about? Like, who is it about? And I goes, what do you mean? He goes, what's on your story? I was like, I don't remember. Can you read it to me? And he goes,
I don't remember.
Well, because like a lot of times I'll see a tweet and do it and then be like, I'll forget about it. And he was like, it says, I don't care if I'm the villain in your story because you're a bumfuck loser in mine. And I was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. It looks like I posted like a subtweet about somebody. And I had, I don't know how long, and I was like, that's so embarrassing.
That's
I thought it was just, tough. I thought it was self-deprecating.
Do you know
was...
that prank just to text your friend? Did you mean to post that?
Oh, yeah.
My heart sinks.
Yeah.
Why is that on your story?
Yeah.
Did you mean to post it on your story? Oh, the worst. Ugh. Did you guys see the NFL player that I think he's an ex-NFL player that went live on Instagram on accident while he was having sex and you could only hear it, and he has a podcast and they did an emergency podcast like right after it happened, and it was so funny because he didn't mean wrong at all, and he was just like, he's like, I am so sorry. He's like, he said people kept FaceTiming him and he didn't know why, but obviously they're trying to interrupt the live so like it wouldn't, you know, people couldn't see it, and he woke up to like 70 calls and like his
he was already out of the NFL.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I really, you could like going from the days of being able to accidentally butt dial someone. Whoops. Sorry.
To having
the
fact sex that you can accidentally go live.
Live.
Like Instagram
it's,
live.
It's two taps away.
Even just Instagram like calling live. Someone because Siri's a little bitch.
Oh yeah.
And I think Instagram's probably the easiest to accidentally go live on. I
there,
feel like,
wasn't there
like,
also some, I think it was a rapper, he like was live in the shower and then he dropped his phone.
Oh yeah,
and he
yeah.
just got a straight up shot at his dong.
Yeah.
Oh yes. This is a big boy.
Dangerous stuff, folks. Dangerous stuff.
Dangerous stuff.
When I was in Greece, I forgot to tell you, I was sitting at the beach, and this French guy comes up to me and the gang. We were sitting on like little beach chairs, and he goes, I have a question. And I was like, oh, here we fucking go. And he's, you like magic? And I was like, oh, I love magic. And he goes, do you mind? And he ended up doing this trick for me, and he just goes, okay, I'm going to hand you my phone, and I want you to scroll through my contacts and think of somebody that is in your life and see if that contact is in my phone. And I was like, okay. So I thought about Matt King, and I scrolled to the M's, to the K's. Matt King was not in the phone. And he's like, is the name in your phone? And I go, nope, sure isn't. Hand him the phone back. And then he goes, okay, I just want you to think about this person and like what your relationship was with them, whatever. And then he basically like figured out over time and wrote it down on a piece of paper, and he showed me the piece of paper. He was like, Matt King is the name.
What?
Yeah. It was fucking crazy.
Pure
how?
Mentalism.
Yep.
I've seen this trick done before.
I know.
And
I have
really
too.
Not know how it is done.
I know.
He
it's
did
so annoying.
And then he did another one. I was like, can you do another one? He goes, yeah, we'll use your phone.
Matt King was written down, right?
Yes.
It's always written.
Yes. This is another one he did. He was like, first, he was just like, just put your phone down for a second, face down. Then he took like a little Sharpie, but it was invisible Sharpie, and he wrote something on my arm, and I couldn't see what it was because it was just invisible, and I was like, okay. And he goes, okay, now open up your phone and go to your contacts, and then you're gonna like just swipe through your contacts like this, but put your phone down so you can't see, and then just stop anywhere random, and then stop, and then we're gonna see who it is. And I opened it up, and it was, wow, very close to who it was last time. It was Jason Sudeikis. Was the fucking
you have to
top.
Call him now.
And I was like, oh, that's really strange. And he goes, okay, so do you know this person? I don't think he knew who it was. And I was like, yeah. He's like, who is this person to you? And I was like, well, he's actually like a guy who does magic. He's an actor. And he goes, like, is there any special? And I was like, I mean, he is a guy that I met at a party and we did magic.
Very
he's
Greek
like,
last name too to land.
Yeah. And then he goes, okay, well, remember I wrote something on your arm before? And I was like, yeah. And then he takes the sand out of the beach, drops it on my hand, and what he wrote was like with that Sharpie, it said Jason on it.
Like, shut up.
Yeah. It was fucking insane.
I don't get it. It like pisses me off that I don't understand.
I gave him like a $20 tip because I was like, that's fucking awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's love tricks like that.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Like, how?
Just ones that are unbelievable.
I know.
It
like
was
David
insane.
Blaine stuff. I'm always just like,
yeah.
Also, the fact that it was like Jason's Sudeikis' phone number. Yeah. In my phone. I was
imagine
like,
if he's a
nice flex.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, yeah, he was on SNL.
He filmed it for his like TikTok too. So I'm like,
ooh.
Yeah, it's a little.
Ooh.
That's okay. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, your name dropping, it really was on your.
No, yeah. I also said, I was like, oh, he's just like an actor, you know, in LA. I met him once.
He's my best friend.
We're very
I
close.
I actually really miss him. We get coffee every Friday. I go get him Tiger. And like, I'm just not there this week. And thank you for bringing
he
it
He watches
up.
It. He's like.
He would be the guy that figures out that I'm missing after 24 hours.
Jason Sudeikis?
Yes, he'd be doing an emergency
he's
pod.
He's the first one to know.
Mike Sheffer is missing.
Did you find this an NFL player, Aaron?
Yeah, Shannon Sharp.
Apparently, he put out a big guy.
Apparently, he put out a statement before saying he got hacked.
He did, and then he was like, "Actually,
he's like, I was not." Oh,
Shannon Sharp's huge, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
He's 56.
Nolan and I were dying at the podcast because it was just like kind of silly and like. It's not something cancelable. It's just he really truly did not mean any harm. Yeah. But he was just like,
he was like, I threw my phone on the bed. He's like, I've never even been on Instagram Live before. I have no idea how
to make it too easy. It's got to be like, are you sure you want to go live? You have to. Yeah, it's not.
Hi.
Ugh, that's really scary. I never thought about accidentally going live during a bad situation.
Whenever I'm with TJ, I'm like, where's your phone? If we're like a gossiping or something.
Oh my
and
God.
And he always jacks his jokes. He's like, I'm live on Instagram. And I'm like, one day you're going to be.
Yeah, also, if you are talking shit about somebody, it's like Siri will. Oh my God. My phone is ringing just now.
Jason Sudeikis is calling. Oh my God. Jason Sudeikis is calling you guys.
No, it's a spam call.
No, answer it. It's the guy from Greece.
Answer it. Put on speaker.
Oh, here we go, folks. Come on.
Hello. Is this Mike Sheffer?
My phone's broken.
Oh. By the way, need the new pink iPhone.
There's a pink iPhone?
Yes.
Yeah, but not in the Pro Max.
I don't care.
I love a Pro Max.
Just
just regular?
Just a regular one.
By the way, you guys, I think I got a Owala. I'm ordered on. I think it's fake. I think it's going to be fake.
Still haven't heard anything?
I haven't gotten it yet.
The
website.
Smooch?
Wait, what? Why are you not ordering from them directly?
It's a 3D printed one.
No, literally.
I was like, it's going to come and someone's just going to have painted.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't realize like how specific. I didn't know that. Okay, so it's the Owala. It's really cute. It's white and it has like blue bows all over it. Like it looks like they're painted on almost. And I did not realize that it was like a specific like Urban Outfitters Owala collab. So they're like, if you don't get it from Urban Outfitters and you don't get it from Owala, like it's not going
to
be real.
Still hasn't like updated or anything. You're shipping?
Wait, so what did you do? You typed in Owala.
I saw it in an ad.
Carly.
But no, you got to show Mike the site. It's literally the fakest looking thing ever.
We need
the thing is, I did it from my phone, so I didn't realize how weird the website looked. But I'm excited to see what it's going to be like when it arrives. It's only like $38. So.
Have you guys like told your parents about the scams that are happening with like phone stuff?
No.
I'm like nervous every day I'm going to wake. I need to just.
My parents are pretty tech savvy.
But like they're so good at it.
I
like
know.
If my mom got a text like, hey, it's been a while. How are you? My mom would be like, hey, who's this? Oh, it's, you know, Jen from Pennsylvania. My mom would be like, who? And I could just see, or my mom or my dad or somebody, like, parents, I feel like, can just get into these.
No, totally.
They're so good at it.
I mean, TJ got scammed. Oh, we talked about that.
Someone emailed me about that, too. The same exact scam setup.
Yeah.
For, they said they wanted him on, it wasn't the Lex Freeman podcast, but it was on, like, another big podcast. Yeah. They're like, we'll pay you $5,000 for your appearance fee. We'll do a setup. Crazy.
Damn. Mm-hmm. All right, I got one.
Okay.
Do you want to go?
I can't have one.
You just looked like you wanted to talk.
I recently posted a picture that I thought was really special, but my close friends didn't like or comment on it. They liked everyone else's post that day, and I feel ignored. When I mentioned it, they laughed it off, but I can't shake the feeling. Am I overreacting?
How old is this person? Does it say?
Yeah, no, like a 12-year-old.
This was just like summarized.
I mean, I think when you don't have like a social media following, you notice that stuff more, maybe, because like I don't really ever notice.
All of my like normie friends are always like, she didn't like this, and I'm like,
oh,
first
really?
The algorithm doesn't show you everything.
No, I don't
all
see anyone's anything. I swear to God,
mine will show up like days later.
Yeah. Yes,
and sometimes you may be like at a stoplight, and you just like opened it up, and that picture was there, but you didn't get around to liking it.
There's
and
so
you
many things
out the other day, right?
I'd say if it was
nothing
a pattern,
makes me more mad than that.
Oh yeah, you're like, if it's someone who's pregnant, you're like, oh my God, I got a comment on it, but I gotta remember.
Not even that. It's like I see a glimpse of it, and then I'm like, "Wait, what was that?"
Yeah, and then,
and then it's just lost forever.
You can never find it. There is a tip though. You can go into your Instagram, and in the top right of your feed, where it says Instagram right here, you tap this, and then you change it to following, and then it puts it back in like the order of time,
chronologically.
Yeah. So like, if you do see something, like you probably have a better chance of finding it doing the chronological feed.
Okay, here's the thing. I think she's overreacting, but I think if it's a pattern, maybe she's not overreacting.
Mm. I guess I'm confused.
Because sometimes you can tell, like, if there's been a pattern where, like, a friend is always commenting on, like, everyone else's pictures.
But not
you're
yours.
Like, why don't they comment on my pictures, too?
I mean, I'd be like, that's weird. But
I don't know. So I don't really think about that much in, like, the social media, like, space. Because, you know, we're creators
supporting creators.
I think
because, like, for us,
it's,
like, our job, quote, unquote. So it's not, like, but
I
it's still, like,
even
fun.
Imagine. I feel like if I didn't. Like, if we didn't do this, I feel like I would just never post on Instagram. Like, I just don't care.
I already don't post on Instagram.
Yeah, it's like, I don't really care. Like, or for people who have, I don't know, like the people, it's fun to share your stuff, but the people who are doing it as if they're influencers, but they're not, is such a bizarre phenomenon to me. Like, why are you?
I think it's just how people post now, because if like the culture got.
But
like, is like
your
that
three
now.
Friends from college are seeing it. Like, why know, are you doing
they
like,
want
hey
it to,
guys.
They want it to look nice.
I don't know. I love a little hype up.
Yeah.
I guess. What I love, though, about being like a social media creator is that it's celebrated for us to interact and comment on all of each other's pictures and stuff like that. But like, I feel like if we weren't, and like, I'm like a married like man, and I'm just like commenting
on
like
Aaron's.
Girls' pictures and stuff.
Yeah,
just
weird.
Going, looking great. Or like, or yeah, just yeah. like, slay, girl. Like, my wife would be like, why are you commenting on my friend's pictures?
Yes.
I think the context outside of being a creator, it looks weird. But I feel bad that other people can't like,
yeah, like
clap
your
up their
uncle.
Other female friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there was even like a subreddit post where it's like, why is Matt liking Stoss's like pictures? And I'm like, because I've known Stoss for years. And I'm just like, being generous with my likes, I'm not like, oh yeah.
Because in reality, like, it's like if you weren't
notice me,
if you weren't on the internet, it's like, why are you liking Stassi Baby's bikini photo? Yeah. It's like that's weird, but
that's
it's like
what she does, and I'm just supporting her. Like,
I always try to like people's sponsored posts too. Like, if
I
ever see
yeah,
that,
yeah.
I feel like I always do that.
Yeah. If you got a brand deal, I'll be commenting. Yes. Going, nice. Oh, I'm sold. Best thing ever.
Yes.
You know,
I'm sold.
We gotta support all of it.
It also just helps the whole industry when they're like, oh, like you know, they're I guess influencer marketing works. Look at all these people commenting. Mm-hmm. Like, next time they'll get us more money.
You know what I can't stand? If you're at a party and like somebody decides they're gonna go live, but they don't tell anybody
go
that they're live,
no.
Like,
that's ooh,
we're
crazy.
Live at a party when anyone goes live.
It's happened to me a few times.
That's
and I'm like,
scary.
You gotta let everybody in the room know.
Dude,
hey, do you guys mind if I go live for a bit? For that, I'd be like, actually, no, I don't want you to go live at all.
Live.
But at least you told everybody in the group you're going live. I don't like when, or someone will take your phone and go live for you. Like, you have crossed the line.
Who's going live?
People go live. That we hang out with will go live.
Yeah, it's just, I think that's like a level of like, I didn't say okay to allow the entire world into this room and hearing all this talking.
Like if they were like, I'm going live.
I still would be like, maybe not.
No.
Maybe not.
Someone at one of my pool parties was like, oh, can I go live here? I was like, abso-fucking-lutely not. There's no way.
What were they doing?
Just wanted to go live.
Was it
how
influencer?
Desperate are you for attention?
Huh?
Oh, you're already around
careful.
A bunch of people.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, I just think it's kind of crazy. I'm with all of my friends right now. I feel socially satisfied.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's ham it up a bit. I want to be
enough.
On my phone getting other people to affirm
that reminds
my
me of
presence.
Like our old days. Like,
yeah,
like Vine and going on Periscope or something.
Yeah.
Or
Periscope. Wow.
Periscope.
Go live by yourself.
Periscope is a fail. We could have said in the last one. I forgot about.
Oh yeah, Periscope. Meerkat. Remember that one?
What?
Meerkat.
Sounds really familiar.
It was like a competitor to Periscope.
Yeah, Gary Vaynerchuk was hyping it up.
Big at South by Southwest.
That reminds me of the streamers who stream 24/7 and go to like parties.
Yes.
That's horrifying.
Oh, yeah.
That's a quick cancellation.
Streaming.
Who's that little kid? Jack. What's his name?
I don't know.
There's
streamers who will stream 24/7. So like anything they do is streamed. Weird.
It's like Big Brother.
People's brains are a little fried sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. Am I overreacting? My 43 female wife had a nude celebrity pic on her phone. Am I overreacting? I, 41 male, saw a text in my 42 female wife's phone talking about a well-hung celebrity. We have been married for 10 years. Sex life is great. Her and her friend were gushing about how fun it would to give him head and just couldn't believe how big it was. Makes me think my wife is not satisfied and she desires bigger. I guess I was just shocked to see this coming from my wife. I did not expect to see that from her. Sorry, I thought I read it twice. I did not expect to see that from her and it threw me off guard. I get it, we're married, not dead.
Yeah.
What's that mean? Like, oh, like she still has a...
Yeah.
Okay. But she swears up and down that my size is not an issue. But then I see this and it just makes me wonder. Obviously, I'm not worried about her cheating with the celebrity, but anyone can have a big dick. I am not small, but over average. I haven't confronted her because I don't want to cause another issue. Am I making this more than it is? Not sure if I should say anything, but it's been on my mind.
Sorry, can you repeat what the women were saying about his penis?
About the celebrities?
Sorry, was there a group chat? I kind of missed.
Yeah. Her and her friend were gushing about how fun it would be to give him head and just couldn't believe how big it was.
What did she say in the group chat? Was she like,
they were just talking about it. So obviously she was like, also she's 42.
That would
make
me very uncomfortable.
Yes.
That'd be like if her husband was talking to his boys, be like, imagine about,
I'm gonna suck her titties.
Yeah. No.
I would be like, first of all, ew. Yeah. That you speak that way.
It would be, yeah. Like if I, it'd be weird in general to have a naked photo of a celebrity
that is also
on their phone.
Very strange. Yeah.
Lots of weirdness.
But I don't think that specifically is like a super red flag unless, I mean, I do think it's a red flag,
it's
but unless.
Icky.
Yeah.
This is the woman who's having
you
a Pepsi
thinking
AM.
About giving this man head? That's weird.
Yeah, I know. Like, why?
It would be funny if he had like a really big dick and you're like, oh my God, like I couldn't imagine. But
like it's a comical. Like he's so big, right. It's funny.
100%. But you're it was like I want to give him head. Like, what?
But wait, someone in the group chat said they want to give him head. She didn't say it.
They were talking about it.
And she was like, oh, I know, me too.
It doesn't say specifically, but it says.
It sounds like the transcript, Matt.
It seems like they were going back and forth, like, oh, yeah, that would be so fun.
But like, if there was a naked picture of like Harry Styles that got out and like Patricia was like talking about that in her group chat about the picture.
But what
if she was like, I want
to
give him head, I would be like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
If someone else, though, in the group chat said that, but my wife didn't say it, I wouldn't be that upset.
No, of course.
But what would you have said if she was like, his dick is so big. Oh my God.
His dick is bigger than Matt.
Well, yeah. His dick
would
is
have
bigger
to
than
be
Matt.
Like, this is so much bigger than Matt. That would.
What if she was like, he just texted me?
I think like the context for that, like if, not that TJ, but if like I said, oh my God, his dick is so big, I don't think that's necessarily me being like, wow, like I love his big dick.
Right. The fact that she's also like 42 and this is like a, she has the picture on her phone. It's not like they came across it in
Drake's?
A magazine.
Maybe.
Or it's like if they were like, he's packing.
Like, yeah, they were just like.
Sometimes it's the language of it too.
No, totally.
Where it's like, oh my gosh, I would never expected that from him.
Is
like,
it the spectacle or the fantasy? Because it sounds like this for them is the fantasy, not the spectacle.
Yeah,
42-year-olds, like, oh my God.
Like, there's a difference between saying, like, Sydney Sweeney has big boobs and I want a motorboat, Sydney Sweeney.
Right, yes. Right.
Especially to your friend.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I don't think he's.
It's complicated.
It is complicated.
It depends on, like, genuinely his comfort level and his sense of humor with his wife and what he thinks is comfortable.
And maybe there's, like, some underlying stuff there.
I think
he's
feeling this insecure.
Just be like,
honey.
Yeah.
We're adults here. Can we not fantasize about celebrity penises like in public here? We're trying to raise a family. Like,
yeah.
This is just insane.
The top comment is, you should go find a celebrity with an even bigger dick and put it in your phone.
That's funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
Reddit is good.
That is so funny.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. That's a little cringe.
Okay. Well, on that topic, I have a weird one.
Ooh.
I, 26 female, discovered my boyfriend, 25 male, is subscribed to my cousin on OnlyFans.
Oh.
Nope.
Ew.
Nope. Straight to jail.
Saturday, my boyfriend of 5.5 years turned on his PC and I saw a nude picture. He promised to me it was from years ago off of a porn website. I did tell him it makes me uncomfortable with him having photos saved to his PC of women, so I asked for him to delete it, to which his response was, there's no way I can find that. It's so deeply hidden in my computer. It would take me hours to find it. This is super sketchy to me because wouldn't you save those photos to be able to quickly go back and jerk to them? And why save them? Why not just hop on Pornhub? So this led to me to go through his phone. I just knew that picture was of someone he either knew or an OF girl. He had his OF signed in on his Safari and I saw he was subscribed to my cousin. My cousin posts twerking vids on TikTok and he said her OF was purely a scam and it was only the vids she posted on TikTok.
Doesn't matter.
And he said he did not see any of her naked body.
But why?
But he was
subscribing?
Trying.
Yeah.
I know.
What a dumbass.
I know. He swears he never jerked off to her, but I'm so heartbroken and disgusted.
I swear I never jerked it. It was a virus and I was trying to delete the virus. It subscribed.
He's crying.
I broke things off with him.
My
this
grandma.
Was the man I wanted to marry.
Jeez.
Like almost 6 years. We are. Working on building a house together. Is this forgivable? Mm-mm. I'm attaching two photos here.
No.
They are both proof of him subscribing to my cousin. He said he only subbed once for 3 months and it auto-renewed for another 3 months.
Top comments like, what's her account?
Yeah, the dates aren't exactly 3 months apart. Is he lying to me? And then basically, like, a bunch of people came on and were like, he's lying to you. Like, this is how the back end works on OnlyFans, yada, yada, yada. Mm. But, ew. No, I would break up with him, too.
Yeah, your cousin. That sucks. So after 6 years, I'd be like, what is the deal? Like, do you have a crush on her? Like, why do you want to be looking at my cousin's naked body? That's really sick. Fucking weird. Also, I want to know how old the cousin is and how old they are.
Like, enough. A friend is someone, like, you see all, like, they're so easily in your family too, is like, you can't, and it's so hard to erase that out of that memory, out of your mind as well.
I mean, can I just say, I think it's incredibly inappropriate to be in a relationship and subscribe to someone's OnlyFans. That sounds horrific.
I think
if you're
depends.
In a relationship, you should not be subscribing to someone's OnlyFans. Is
I think that
except
yeah,
for mine.
Yeah,
for
yeah, we gotta support Aaron, you know.
I do think for me it would feel, yeah, it's like too personal. It's like, oh, you want to see that person specifically you're paying, and I don't like that.
I know.
How many people's OnlyFans do you pay for?
Just nobody's. But like, I think I first subscribed to Corinna just so like I could see like
her strategy
when I yeah, I guess. But I think they like changed something because it unsubscribed me from a lot of people. But I'll only subscribe to people that I'm like Carmen Electra started an OnlyFans. So I was like, I want to.
Carmen Electra's on OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah, and like Denise like Richards. Silly. So it's like people like that. That
Denise
I'm, like,
Richards is on OnlyFans.
Yeah. So it's people like that that I was like, I'm interested. But then we also have like a different OnlyFans account that we are like, I would like to know what this person's OnlyFans looks like.
Okay. Yeah. So well, we had to one time for research purposes. And workplace safety.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. Our old studio.
Yes.
What?
Our old studio. We found the videos.
Oh, no. I did. I think I did that on my personal one. Oh, yeah. Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, I blanked that out.
Yeah. Mike has no memory of it at all.
Yeah, I was like, I don't care, they can see who I am. But yeah, no, other than that, not really.
Okay.
I just saw,
do you, if it gets charged to your account, does it say charged by OnlyFans, like in your bank statements, if someone were to like,
I don't know, I don't,
yeah. Is it if they have discrete billing?
I don't know. Is like that
when
a thing?
They were, when, like, when they when were selling, I get paid, it does not say OnlyFans.
Yeah, they probably do it discreetly. Yeah. Like when you would buy the commercial, when they did the commercials for Girls Gone Wild, it would always be like discreet billing.
I actually don't know, because one time Carly and I bought some content, like a handful of it, and my business manager DM'd me and they were like, hey, like, what are these charges for from OnlyFans? And we were like, research. Oh, it was research.
Yeah, it's a write-off.
Business research.
So maybe it does.
I saw a stat that OnlyFans paid out to its creators more than the NBA paid out to all of its players combined.
Slay Queens?
Oh my God.
Like, wow. Like OnlyFans makes
Aaron, you're like an NFL player. An NBA player.
I wish.
It's fucking huge. And then I also saw a different thing of like revenue per employee for the biggest companies, meaning like for how many employees do you have, how much revenue does the company generate? And I think OnlyFans had like, it was $30 million per employee.
Jesus.
Which is fucking insane.
I think the thing about OnlyFans that makes it a little, like, because on Pornhub, you can keep going back to the same like person that.
Can we say that word?
Pornhub?
Yeah.
Well, we can bleep
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay. I think we can say if it's just like late.
Pornhub.
Cornhole.
Like you can keep going back to the same people whose content you really like, but like on OnlyFans, I do feel like it's a little bit more personal because you can message people yeah. and like
that would be weird to me.
You can message with the IT person in Bangladesh that's yeah. running the account. Hey,
yes,
baby.
Yes, baby.
A place baby. Just reached out bobs? To me today, actually,
my bobs?
And they were like, "We nice love bobs. Your content. We'd love to be your agency." Like anyone with an agency, like it's just not a person running their account.
Yeah. Hello, dear. May I see your bobs?
Your bobs.
Your bobs.
Show me
well,
your bobs.
I stole that from
you. Want to see bobs?
Me I so. Want to kiss bobs.
Am I overreacting?
Oh, are you?
Husband is always laying in bed instead.
Oh, another woman, of course.
I know, complaining. Husband is always laying in bed instead of sitting on the couch.
Husband is always laying in bed instead
of sitting on the couch. So me. I'm not a couch person. I'm a bed person. Just to give some background information, my mom was very neglectful, and every day after work, she would go straight to her room and lay in bed. All weekend, she'd sleep in and then continue to spend most of her downtime sitting or laying in bed.
Depression.
Yeah.
My kind of mom.
It sounds like she's like going through it. She'd watch TV and have dinner right there in bed, and if we wanted to talk to her, had to do so in her room. She is still like this today, despite not being chronically ill. She always just acted like she couldn't adult and always needed hours to decompress every day.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. I've been married for almost 20 years and my husband has 1,000 good qualities, but he does tend to be a bit more lazy. One thing that has gotten worse over the years is that he spends most of his downtime in bed, not all afternoon / evening. He gets up when there's a reason. If there's not a reason to get up though, he could spend hours. I've asked him not to do it so much, explaining how my mom was and that he can just sit on the couch, so at least he's among the rest of the family. I would really prefer the bed be for sleeping and other nighttime activities only. He was sympathetic, basically just said, it's my choice, don't try to control me attitude. I don't know if I'm being too controlling, or I don't know if I'm being controlling, honestly. How much time spent laying in bed is normal? Am I overreacting to my husband wanting to lay in bed every time he wants to rest instead of sitting on the couch?
Yeah, bed is for sleep. Fucking
That's a really nice chair for him. Like a great lazy boy.
There's something about a... When you're a bed person, though, there's something about a couch
they have kids.
What's his job? Like, what's his job?
No, I know. He has
physical labor. If he's like busting his ass every day and all he wants to do is just get in bed, but it is.
I know that is a good point.
I think it's very important to be present in like a household.
If you have kids, yeah.
Withdrawing yourself from trauma already.
Yeah, I think the trauma thing is like good context, but the comments were like, "You're being too controlling."
No, dude.
I don't think
like,
so.
The you're the fucking breadwinner, dad of the family, and like you're. If I were her, I'd buy a lock for the bedroom door, and it's like at 9 p.m. we can unlock it, and that's when you can go into the room. Otherwise, that fucking room
reminds me of
what?
Something.
Or just make the bed like just super nice. Get all the fanciest pillows. Make it just like
won't care.
Make the bed so nice where it's he doesn't even want to like get
put an electric fence around the bed.
I think beds like should be for sleeping. It's a little. It's just like a.
I love bed.
You just like it during the day, like
not like all day, but. If I get sleepy, I'll be like, I'm going to lay down and watch TikTok for a little bit and then get back up.
You'll go into your bed to watch
TikTok?
Yeah,
I'm not a... Well, I have a chair in my room. I also sit out a lot. But I like to just be in bed.
It's a dangerous game to go into your bed when it's not bedtime. Like, the bed is...
I think it messes up your circadian rhythm, too.
Yeah, and also
probably
your relationship part of your
routine.
I know. I have heard you're not supposed to do anything in bed except sleep or other nighttime activities.
Okay, Matt.
You do that in bed?
Ew.
Sometimes. Vanilla loser. Get a wheelbarrow like the rest of us.
Get a what?
I don't know. I said a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, Segway. That is weird to think about. Like, I don't ever spend much time in my bedroom. Like, I sleep there.
It's like, because you're psychologically training your body to, when I'm in this bed, I'm sleeping. And if you're doing other things.
But it's like, I'm also in bed, like, editing and, like, I'll, like, work in bed.
Crazy.
Like, I'll edit and, like, do whatever in there. It's just more comfortable for me. I've always been that way, though.
You should get a
even in high school.
Bed.
I'm not getting a second.
A work bed. I'm not joking. Get a work bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, a work bed. A chase lounge.
That's too far.
Or like an Eames chair.
You have a whole
chair.
Bonus room. Make that your work bedroom.
I don't need another bed.
They sell
bed.
Mattresses real cheap on Amazon, like $200. You can get a nice full
IKEA ones.
Pop it up against the wall when you're not using it. Flop it down.
Yeah. I think my mattress is from IKEA. You like your pillow cube mattress?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love it.
It's very comfy.
The deluxe side sleeper.
Sly.
I have a funny one.
Oh, I love a funny one.
That I was like, I just want to read the screenshots because it made me LOL.
Oh.
It says, I asked my boyfriend to not call me names and he says I'm too sensitive. My 29 female boyfriend, 33 male, came home yesterday as I was getting ready for work. He hugged me and said, hey, hormones. I asked him to please.
That's fucking unbelievable.
No, I
hey,
know.
Hormones.
That's an unbelievable line.
No, I know.
My
I
body
know.
Would be shot in his face. I'd be like,
I know. I asked him to please not call me names and kissed him goodbye. I texted him about something random, like nothing happened, while at work, and he ignored me. He was still mad at me when I got home that afternoon and wouldn't really speak to me. This is the text combo that ensued later that evening.
Why is he mad at you?
Sorry. He has done this many times before, but usually calls me crazy, sensitive, moody, or some other derogatory term, but then pretends it's a joke. I've asked him to stop many times and he never does. Instead, he always turns it back on me and says I need to learn to take a joke. It's also important to note that I never raise my voice at him and just ask that he stops this, but he always accuses me of yelling at him or having a dramatic reaction. Whenever we fight, he's the one that yells and I maintain an even tone to not antagonize him further. Am I overreacting?
Listen for context, up. Listen up, birth control. I got to talk to you.
No, literally.
It says, for
it
context, we
ass.
Live together, but he is currently on night shifts while I work during the day. We overlap at home for about 10 minutes in the morning and evening, which is why this convo happened over text. So he texts her saying, why'd you yell at me this morning? And she said, it hurts me when you call me names. And he said, I wasn't calling you names. And she said, it felt like it to me.
Yes, you were.
And he said, I just pick a random word. It's a joke. It's not name calling.
Oh my God.
And she said, I don't find it funny. It hurts my feelings sometimes. Can you start picking more kind or loving words? He said, Hormones is a neutral word. It was a kind word, actually, to me, because you are full of estrogen and fertility.
Oh, no.
I love this guy. I love this guy.
Oh, no.
And she said, so I took it to have negative undertones, like being hormonal and moody, because that is literally the only way it is ever perceived.
Yeah, no, he is an asshole.
Like, you're a gaslighter.
I do want to hear more of his nicknames, though.
I know.
That is an absolute heater of a nickname.
And then his, like, rebuttal for why he said it.
But fertility. It's really mean.
It's a beautiful word.
You're glowing, babe.
Now he's just gaslighting.
Glowing, babe, with your hormones.
Men like, are no, so calling. Funny.
No, that's always a negative thing.
Yes.
And it's also like, if your significant other has made it clear to you that you don't like a certain name.
Yes.
Or you don't like being called and they're still doing it, that's just disrespectful.
That's what being in a relationship is.
And it's weird that I think calling one time where he's like, oh, no, I didn't mean it that way. And then you just never call her a nickname again. Yeah. But the fact that you keep doubling down on all of these like mean nicknames and then being like, I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean it this way. I didn't mean it that way.
It's like, you're okay, just, well, like, bye-bye.
You like putting her down.
Yeah. What it feels like anyway.
You get a rush.
Tell him there's tension versus impact.
This guy and find out
hey hormones
nicknames. Matt, why did you look at me before? It's like, because
yeah, you looked at him
ankles?
Like crazy.
I realized I got Patricia got me the same Owala.
Oh,
this one?
Yeah.
Oh,
that exact same one. I didn't bring it today, but I just
the
got
32
it.
Or the 20.
One went missing. I lost an Owala.
You lost another one?
Oh yeah, you missed it.
Do you want my
week?
Fake Alibaba?
I would don't drink out of that.
Yeah, it's gonna be made out of lead.
But what if it literally is Owala? Like maybe they bought some and are reselling them. Who knows?
I don't think so. All the photos they took screenshots of the Urban Outfitters website.
Oh, hardly. Do we need to take a class on how to use the computer?
No, I'm usually pretty good at this stuff, but like, I just didn't realize at all. The thing is, I didn't know it was an Urban Outfitters deal. I thought it was just like a reseller. So I was like, oh, it's cool. They have it. So
this is why you do your research.
Aaron, shut the fuck up.
Not talking to you specifically, but in general, to the masses.
I want to think about other nicknames that this guy could come up with.
Hey, hormones.
Hey, what's up, A-cup?
It'd be funny if she texted him.
Hey, butterface.
It'd be funny if... Oh, my God.
Hey, A-cups. Hey, pancake
hey,
ass.
Hey, flat chesty.
Oh, God.
It'd be funny.
Mosquito bites.
Yeah.
Oh, mustachios entered the room.
Not funny, but like if she texted him, like, I don't like, or what did she text him? The first thing she said, she was like, I don't like how you.
She said, it hurts me when you call me names.
If he just sent back like red blood.
Okay, hormones.
Red blood emojis.
Listen up, toots.
Toots.
Toots is such
listen
a good
up,
one.
Listen up, tits.
My husband won't let me take more than 2 showers a week.
Ew, is this the 1800s?
I told him I need to stop or I'm moving out for a while. This is the weirdest thing my husband has ever done. He's really sweet and loving, and I love him more than anything. Divorce is not an option, putting it out there before the comments. He's always been a little bit out there. He's a computer programmer and super smart, but believes in all sorts of things, both real and conspiracy. Lately, he's been very worried about the environment and global warming. About 2 months ago, he got real worried about water. Yes, water. He's concerned about the quality of water. He's now put a new filter system in the house, which I love because it makes the water taste much better. But he's concerned about how much water we use, not because of money, but because of the environment.
Oh, boy.
He needs a Lexapro.
He created a new rule that we can only take 2 showers a week. And I'm someone that likes to shower every day. I just don't like feeling dirty in bed. It has created the most conflict in our 20-year marriage. He's obsessed with the amount of water we use. At first, I just ignored it. But he would then start shutting off the hot water while I was in the middle of the shower.
Oh, my God.
I started trying to use...
Yeah, cold punch time, babe.
I started trying to use the shower at the gym, but it's too much work to go every night with having kids. I honestly thought he would get over it within a month.
Kids?
He's still stuck on it to this.
There's kids in this house?
He probably makes them all go in at the same time.
It's insane.
Kids?
Yeah, last night, I really wanted a shower, but I had, quote, hit my quota, as he says.
A little abusive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I said that I'm showering with and that he better not do anything, but 2 minutes in, the hot water turned off. I grabbed my towel, went downstairs and started yelling, telling him this is the dumbest thing he's ever done. I also told him I'm moving into my parents' house if he doesn't stop. I love this man. He is everything to me, but I can't take this anymore. Am I going too far threatening to move out?
Like he's having like a weird
crisis. No, you are
crisis.
Not. She is not overreacting.
Not
in
at all.
A way.
That is crazy.
It's so crazy. Well, this is such a petty way to go about it, where like if I had guests over or we are around friends and stuff, I would totally bring up like he only lets me take 2 showers like a week and everyone
help,
would be like, Bill, is that true? Yeah. I want to see this man crumble in front of all of his friends for him to realize how crazy of a rule it is.
He might have a good pitch.
Yeah. I want to hear it then.
His global warming thing is she's probably just real worried.
Do you know how many gallons of water the average American uses a day? In fact, washing more than twice a week is actually harmful for your natural bacteria. So I'm actually helping out.
You stink, Bill. You stink.
You know, Marie Antoinette, I think they said she showered like once a month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back in the whole, yeah, all of Versailles.
And Versailles smelled disgusting because people, they wear all this clothes and they don't shower ever. They believe that like showering opened up your body to like disease and stuff. So they didn't want to, because smallpox was going around and everything. They didn't want to risk it.
My friend, we were doing Never Have I Ever, and his was Never Have I Ever Worn Deodorant. And he literally doesn't smell. He was like, I just never, like...
There are some people that are like that.
No, he was like, I've never used it. So my body never, like, depended on it.
Yeah.
Well, my armpits started stinking before I ever used deodorant.
Yeah. Right. If you like, I've heard that. But that's a very bold...
Every time I put on deodorant, I think of it. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Derek doesn't have to use deodorant.
That is crazy.
But there are some people that don't use deodorant that definitely need to.
Yeah.
Oh, when someone stinks... I'm like, oh my God, do they not know?
I don't know.
It's like if I was stinking, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I stink right now. Yeah. I would be owning it up. But like when you're at like a party and someone is just humming.
Oh God.
With stank.
You could tell this. There's a distinct odor of someone who you know just doesn't wear deodorant. Like that is their... Oh.
They have grain steam coming off of them.
Sometimes I think they do it just to get reactions out of people. Just to be like,
negative.
I do think there's like a medical condition.
I think so. Some people too. Yeah.
Right,
so that's like fine, but like if you're purposely...
That's more of a sweating thing. People can like sweat a lot, but that's not necessarily the odor. Like there are people, you walk into the room and you're like, brother, this is not going to work for me.
Know.
Like,
one time a friend came over to my house and I hadn't seen him in a long time. And I had like a bunch of friends over and he was about to like meet them, but he stunk so bad. And in my brain, I was like, what do I do? What do I do? Because I actually felt like it was just going to be so embarrassing. Like, hi, guys, here's my friend. And he's stinking.
He didn't know.
And I just told him, I go, hey, buddy, I have a bunch of Old Spice deodorant. Do you want to like apply some? Because do I stink? I'm like, yeah, man. And he was actually like, thank you, dude. Like he was very appreciative. But like I had to just like give
sometimes
him deodorant.
People, like
stink.
If someone maybe... usually doesn't smell and then they do, yeah, then I think it's a courtesy.
Yeah,
but if it's someone who you're like kind of clearly know, like one of these like hippie van life people, and you're just like, bro, I don't know. It's, or people in relationships with people that don't wear deodorant, I'm like, how are you not,
yeah,
like how are you dealing with this? I don't know.
I couldn't.
It was funny. I know, I don't want to be like too specific, but like I know someone who's going to a wedding. I don't know who it is.
To a wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who this person is, but they said the bride like never showers. She showers like once a month, I guess. And I was like, do you think she'll shower on her wedding day? I need to ask if she did.
I think there's some level of like mental neglect if like you don't grow up with the right idea of like showering every day. It's very tough to kind of learn that.
You're
like,
just not,
or if your husband limits you to two a week.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I want an update on that one. Because that's
I should look to see if there was an update.
Yeah, because that's
pretty nuts.
I could not imagine. I just screenshotted it, so I don't have the comments. But yeah, I should look into that one.
Like twice a week would be fine for my hair, but for my body,
it's just insane. The guy's insane. You can't.
Like, that's nuts.
I remember seeing some of the comments that were like, "Oh, you should tell him that." Like, the industries and the corporations are using like trillions of gallons of water, and you not showering twice a week will literally make no difference. And she was like,
"I'll have a rebuttal."
Oh, that's a good point. Like, I'll bring that up, and I'm like,
the fact that he changed like their whole filtration system
and
I think
turns
he's
off
just,
the hot water.
And there's kids.
I think he's fixating on something. It's giving like a little breakdown,
like OCD-ish vibes. I mean, I don't know if that's what it is,
like
but
a midlife conspiracy instead of a midlife crisis. I do think that's a thing that's happening now.
Midlife conspiracy. Yes. Oh my God, yes, midlife conspiracy.
Like it's just
that's what it is.
They're inadequate. They want to latch on to something to make them feel like
they're
I know something about the world no one else is paying attention to.
Yes.
I'm a smart man.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Let me listen to Joe Rogan.
The problem.
King.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I do listen to Joe Rogan.
I did watch a really good video about his new special. Like, it was called the Funeral for Comedy, and it was like a...
It was bad.
He's not a good comedian.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah. I've seen him at the Comedy Store a bunch of times. Even in, like, 2018, 2019, I was just like... I'd much rather watch his podcast.
I'd much rather watch Fear Factor.
I watched a special of his like from a long time ago, and there was like a couple funny things in it, but yeah, that boy's not a good comedian.
I said this to you, but like he is very short. Like I'm not trying to make fun of him, but like he's not that much taller. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Is he shorter than you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's
because
like
I think
five.
I've heard, I don't know if this is true, he like his chair is higher, so like when they do the podcast, he's like the same height as a lot of the guests.
I can see that
because they'll have like
follows you too.
Yeah, oh, I know, that's crazy. Yeah.
I don't think he follows me.
Oh,
yep.
Small world.
Small world.
Thank you guys so much for listening, watching,
reacting.
Comment below what you think of these scandals.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are we overreacting? Are we not? Oh, he's kind of... He's not that much shorter than you.
He looks like my kind of.
He's like leaning over, I think.
And you know, Joe's on his tippy toes.
Sweet, send me that
Where
photo.
Was okay. that?
Bye.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.